Thank you for choosing to listen to this talk by Pastor Eddie, designed to develop you. We appreciate your interest in your personal development. This talk can help you in many ways, so pay close attention to the underlying principles in this message. As you listen, think about how you can use this message as part of your development process for you and your circle of influence. The first commitment that Pastor Eddie has is to grow you, because if he can grow you, he can grow your circle of influence. Now let's join Pastor Eddie as he teaches this all-important topic.
The title of my message is Be Different. Be what? Different. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, from verse 3. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 3. Please listen very carefully. Besides, in my devotion to the temple of my God, I now give my personal treasures of gold and silver for the temple of my God over and above everything I have provided for this holy temple. 3,000 talents of gold and 7,000 talents of refined silver for the overlaying of the walls of the building, for the gold work and the silver work, and for the work to be done by the craftsmen. You see, on Friday we said that throughout this month we'll be talking about the heart of giving, isn't it? That Christmas is about giving and sharing. But today I've titled this "Be Different." Dare to be different, stand out. All right, I want to look at the subject matter of consecrating ourselves to God. That is giving ourselves to God. Today we'll be giving and receiving gifts. Christmas is about giving. God gave his only begotten son. The whole world understands one thing, that Christmas is about giving, it's about sharing. In fact, I was listening to, we were watching a program two days ago about Texas Santa, how people are raising money for charities right now, all in the spirit of our Lord Jesus. Can you imagine that? People are raising money. People are giving money to charities, all manner of charities, benefiting from the birth of our... So we said, we established one thing at the beginning of this month, that it just comes down to one thing, giving. And on Friday, we talked about different types of giving. We gave about 8 different types of giving, not just money. Not just money. Money is just one of the many types of givings in the scriptures. And we went through it, and we said, and so get a message, so you know where to give. In case you have a problem with your wallet, there are 7 other types of givings, you know. You know, for some people, they have a problem with the money part of things. If the money part is your problem, then there are 7 other types of givings that God in turn will honor. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Giving, especially financial giving, is a product of spiritual maturity. If you are not there, you are not there. There's no point anybody abuse your father, abuse your mother, put a gun on your head and say you must. No. There's no undue pressure, no duress. Amen. Rather than harass you to give financially, I will pray that you grow in the Lord. Yeah? A man that is spiritually mature masters mammon. Isn't it? It's a mastering mammon. Especially cash is a sign of spiritual maturity. So if you are not there, you are not there. Amen. The same way, you won't give your brand. You won't give a brand new car to someone to someone who is just learning to drive. He say, just learning to drive. Wow, okay, take my Mercedes. Will you do that? You won't do that. Why? That person doesn't have the experience. Take my Ferrari. He doesn't have the experience to handle that level of luxury. The same thing with money. So you don't have the maturity, and that's why when you can pray from here to thy kingdom come. Oh Lord, bless me financially. It doesn't happen like that. Forget it. There's no Santa money in the kingdom. It doesn't happen like that. Anybody who tells you that, they are lying to you. They are lying to you. Prosperity in the kingdom is a function of spiritual maturity. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. You don't confer government on an immature kind of Christian. It doesn't work like that. So forget money. But there are seven other givings that can at least come down to your level, isn't it? There are seven other givings that can come down to your level that you don't have a problem with. So get the message on Friday, listen. But I know you will not. I know you will not. So my prayer is that God will grow you spiritually so that you can include personal spiritual development as part of your growth. It's a personal responsibility. Amen. For some people, it's only what I say here they receive. And that's not good enough either. It's not. That's not how to be a Christian. But we keep teaching that one day God will grow you. And so, but look at what he says. He says, now. Verse 5 says, for the gold work and the silver work and for all the work to be done by the craftsmen. Now, who is willing to consecrate themselves to the Lord today? In other words, who is willing, after giving all this money, he says, I've given gold, I've given them, but this, I've given, he said, who is willing to give more? And the giving he's talking about is, who is willing to place himself on the altar today? Who is willing to consecrate himself? That is, who is willing to offer himself as a sacrifice today? In other words, giving yourself. Who is willing? But this Christmas season, I want to remind you to give yourself to the Lord. In other words, to consecrate yourself to the Lord. This is one thing nobody... See, only someone who loves you can teach you something like this. Only someone who loves you can teach you something like this. This kind of talk we are having. This is a family talk. I'm not a guest speaker. I want to challenge you to offer yourself. You see, he opened that scripture talking about his financial sacrifice, isn't it? He talks about kingdom. And then he now asks the question, who is willing to do more? That is, offer themselves, consecrate themselves to God. Who is willing? Are you willing? But why try to ask God? I'm actually asking you to. He's asking a question, but I am instructing you as your pastor, as your spiritual father, as your mentor, as your teacher, as your pastor, as your apostle. I am instructing you to consecrate yourself to the Lord. Come on. It does not take anything from you. Does not. Consecrating yourself to God does not remove anything from you. Does not. Does not make you poorer. Does not. Which of the, you know, because at the end of the day, we avoid, and I'll talk about the reason why we don't do that. We always think that consecrating ourselves to the Lord, we miss out on something. You won't miss out on anything. The most important thing to most people is their money. Which of the patriarchs, people who consecrated themselves to the Lord, which of them were poor? Because at the end of the day, right, it's what's in your wallet, isn't it? For 21st century Christians, it's what's in your wallet. Which of them? So I'm telling you, you know, one in every six verses in the New Testament, Jesus talked about money, how to handle money. He addressed it extensively. Why? Because if you can accept it, he said, your money or your life. Your money is equal to your life. For some, he said, take the life. You know, some say, take the life. So if we can settle the issue of money, every other thing we follow. He says, where your treasure is. He knew what he was talking about. If we can settle this money issue. So what I'm saying is that, which of the patriarchs went begging? Is it Abraham? The one that has 314 servants, trained servants in his own household. And yet, he was consecrated to the Lord. He says he gave a tithe. Which one? Is it Isaac? If at that point, I love Isaac. There was no story about Isaac. There was not much story about Isaac. It just went. You know what? Because he's a type of Christ. You know, it's like, oh, there was a story about him. The father tried to kill him. Now, which of them? Is it Isaac or is it Jacob? The man that God himself came and set him up, the man that God himself gave an idea to, and then what will not happen? Or is it Joseph? Even in the midst of challenge and everything, God still prospered him. Is it Daniel? The man that God anointed so much and he served six kings. A generational administrator. You can't be, so you being sold out to God does not equal poverty. You will not miss anything. Oh, someone preached with me. I said you will not miss anything consecrating yourself to God. So he asked, after all this gold and silver, is there anyone here? Can we still find young men, young women, young ladies, young men? We still find people who will say, I am God's. It's not my money we are talking about. No, not my money. It's not my. I myself, I'm a living sacrifice. That's what. I'm a living sacrifice. He said, well, where is the offering? He said, here am I. But do you know that's why we are. That's what we are celebrating today? Is that what we are celebrating today? Which offering? I need an offering for the sins of mankind, for their disobedience. And he stepped forward. I will give to show. So he gave a whole entity, a precious, precious gift. He says he gave his only beloved, he gave his only begotten. He gave his only, and that is what Christ came to represent. So basically, he came as a consecrated lamb. And so it's not too much for you to consecrate yourself for the cause of Christ. You and the word, a priest, consecrate yourself. Praise the Lord. Now, who is willing to consecrate themselves to the Lord today? Then the leaders of the families and the officers of the tribes of Israel, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and the officials in charge of the king's work gave willingly. They gave towards the work on the temple. They gave thousands of the talents and 10,000 of dirhams, and they keep giving. Anyone who had precious stones gave themselves to the treasury of the temple of the Lord. The people rejoiced at the willing response of their leaders, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly for the Lord. David the king was also rejoiced greatly. Consecration. You, a living sacrifice to Jehovah. A living sacrifice. When you consecrate yourself to the Lord, then that is proper Christmas. It's not a talking, it's not a. Consecration means that you accept the gift, isn't it? And then you yourself is exchange of gifts. You exchange yourself as well at the cross. Praise the Lord. You are very quiet. They are very quiet. Consecrate yourself. What does it mean? It means to dedicate yourself completely to God's purpose, priorities, processes, power, and person. Come on and say dedication. Yes, that's the first. Write that one down. I dedicate myself completely to God's purpose for my life. I dedicate myself completely to God's priorities for me. That is the meaning of consecration. I dedicate myself to God's priorities for me. Who among you is willing to consecrate himself to the Lord? Processes. That is God's plan for me. God's heart for me. He says you dedicate yourself to it. Consecration is costly. Power of God and the person of Jesus. You are a priest. You are a vicar. You are of the temple of the living God. You are consecrated and dedicated to God. He says he called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You are called. But will you make this call worthy? Will you consecrate yourself to the Lord? Or are we going to joke about this faith? Are we going to joke about this faith? Are we going to reduce this faith to the turkey and the gift we share in Christmas? Christmas is special. But it is special because of the spiritual work and the spiritual transactions taking place. That's what makes it special. And those of us who are in faith and in the household of God, we must know what is going down on the 25th. We must know that a transaction is taking place. Death is being replaced with life. Deliverance has come. Praise God. The freedom has come. Faith in Christ has come. Sickness is gone. We stand by his word. We are liberated. We are free. Eternal damnation is gone. That's a spiritual transaction. So that's why we are rejoicing. We are rejoicing. But after all that dancing and singing and turkey eating and the chicken tearing, will you consecrate yourself to the Lord? Will you? Does this whole thing have any value? Do you understand what is going on? Do you understand your part in this whole exercise? Is it making sense to you? Are you just having fun and enjoying yourself? Or do you understand? He says, they asked that man, do you understand what you are reading? He said, how can I understand when nobody has explained to me? So I am explaining to you today to consecrate yourself to the Lord. It will not remove your status. It won't remove your designer clothes from you. It will not even know. It just simply means you understand the spiritual transactions taking place and you have bought into it. That you are a man and woman and child of Jehovah. Do you understand that? And how do you plan to live your life against the backdrop of that understanding? That's consecration. Consecration means learning to wholly trust in Jesus Christ for all aspects of life. It's consecration. It's not in singing the song and miming the hymn. It's trusting, wholly trusting in Jesus Christ. I say holy. What does that mean? If Jehovah cannot do it, let it not be done. Holy. Do you know how many Christians, pastors, that we still leave church and they still go and consult, palm readers, they consult a crystal ball, they consult, stars, you know, what's your star? Are you Aries? Are you this? You'll be amazed. You are still used to be amazed that those who still dial 0800 tell me my fortune. You will still be amazed those who still buy the nice, our Chinese diet and really go for fortune cookies. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed at people who still rely on people's dreams for them. Have you seen anything for me? You didn't see anything? How about if I give you £100? You'll be amazed at people who still bribe pastors so they can see something for them. That is not how Christianity works. It's not. They will take your money and they will tell you what you want to hear. But if you are intelligent enough, you will find out that that problem is not going anywhere. It takes knowledge to shift issues. Consecration is wholly trusting him on the back of what he has done. Esther was consecrated to the process. What did she say? If I perish, I perish. If I perish, I perish. Consecration means to set oneself apart from the worries, riches, and pleasures of this life for the purpose of serving, loving, glorifying God with all your heart, your soul, your strength, and your mind. I'll read that again. To set yourself apart from the worries, the riches and pleasures of. Don't get me wrong. I like good things. Don't get me wrong. I like the good things of life. But it's not the reason I live. Don't get me wrong. The Bible says, he said a man, he said a great man should leave an inheritance for his children and his what? Exactly. There's provision for wealth in the Bible. Provision for wealth. He said that Abraham told Abimelech, he said, I will not take anything from you lest you say that you made Abraham rich. So he was wealthy, but consecrated. So please, don't think because I'm saying consecration, pastor is saying that I should be poor looking, I should be haggard, I should even though I have finances to live in a 5-bedroom house, I should live in a. No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. And that is what has been sold. That is the what the devil has been sold to us that is preventing us from coming close to God because we think we will miss out. You can be decked up and be good looking and still be consecrated to him. He said, listen, he said, please, master, we don't want to eat the food meant for idols. He said, please cook my meal separately. And then test my God. After a certain period of time, test us and see the output, Daniel. And the Bible says at the end of the day, they measured them. Said it was 10 times better. That's a consecrated man. Our consecration to the Lord can be evident to all. You don't need the compromise. It's a man who doesn't understand his God that compromises. You don't need the compromise. You don't need the compromise. You do not need the compromise. Consecrate yourself to the Lord. There is fun in consecration. There is fun. We don't lose anything. Oh, do I look like a poor man? Exactly. We don't lose anything. But there is nothing as good as when you have the heart of Jehovah. Oh, I am telling you, there is nothing as good as when you have the heart of Jehovah. There is nothing as good as that. There is nothing as good as when you have the heart of Jehovah. Because even the money you are pursuing, you don't even know what it is. That's why it's a pursuit. You don't know what it is. The things you need to stand out, you don't even know where it is. So because you don't know where it is, you panic, you fret, and then you compromise, and then you are flying by your own labor. Consecrate yourself to the Lord and let the master tell you where to go. Which one is better? Which one is better? Right? And you come in here, it's very hot. There's pressure, right? You don't know where the controls of the ACs are. What do? You run up and down, start fretting up and down. You try this one, you text this one, you go there, is it here, is it here? That is when the life of the man who is not consecrated to the Lord. But when you come in and it is hot and you are under pressure and you say, thank you, Jesus. Makro keseke brunderia basantaria. Mekre bozu de rebada, thank you. I am hot here. Brikusatura ba yekre kosotura ba. As you are sitting in bracket, somebody just walks in. Ah, bros, how are you? Oh, you are sweating. Oh, the control is there, do you know? Eh? Yeah. Instantly, your consecration dispatches help from above. But you will not, you are too, why do you like to work this hard? I don't understand. But I know what the problem is. It's spiritual laziness. And you don't trust the process. Trust the process. Trust the process. Trust the process. Hey, you have done your own how many years now? Measure it. Because you are smart. Amen. Praise the Lord. I give you another definition. Consecration is committing your mind, your emotion, your will, your attitude, your behavior, your resources, your time, your talent, your relationship, your vocation, your skills, your family, your culture, your finances, your plans, your priority, your service, and your lifestyle to the Lord. I won't say it twice. Hey. Commit everything. Amen. What did I say? They commit everything. Everything. I said your mind, your emotions, your will, your attitude, your behavior, your resources, your time, your talent, your relationships, your vocation, your skills, your family, your culture, your finances, your plans, your priority, your service, and your lifestyle. Ha! AKA everything. Everything. Let me tell you what consecration is, a moment by moment thing. Moment by moment. Consecration. Let me give you a consecration is George, come. Come. Yeah. You see, this is George. I'm George's pastor. Right? When George wakes up in the morning, George walks towards the camera and come back. That's how George works, you know. Goes to work, talks to his family. Yeah, George, wave at everybody here. Yeah. Right, okay, yeah. That's George working. Right. But that's George. But consecration is George working and doing. What does him work again, George? Yeah? This time I'm working with him. What do you think is going through George's mind as he's going through his daily work? Yeah? He's more conscious. What else? He's more confident. Okay, what else? He will be at peace. Okay, what else? He says we are aligned with me. Yeah, what else? No fear. What else? He'll pay more attention to me. Okay. Why? So all the... did you see him wave the second time?
No.
Oh, why didn't you wave, George? He's conscious. Right? Where he will have... those he needs to abuse that day, he will save it for another day. And he's going to say, it's your lucky day today. It's your lucky day. It's your lucky day. Why? Eh? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much, George. That is what? Consecration. It's a moment by moment. Listen to me very carefully, George. Christianity is a journey. And it's a journey full of experiences with the Holy Spirit. Are you in or are you out? But you are in. Then consecrate yourself and get the experiences. Get it? Consecrate yourself and get the experiences. He says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. I don't draw near to everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say, draw near to me. Draw near to me. It's a moment by moment thing. It's a daily renewal of our consecration. It is not by your flesh. It's not by your mind. No. It's by the power of the Holy Spirit. Consecration is being conscious of the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. You are not alone. You are not alone. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 10, verse 27. The Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Consecration. Romans 2:12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, Romans 12, 1 and 2, for to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. It's not in the hymn, it's not in the song, it's not in the dancing. No, that is the fanfare. Well, if your worship and if your worship, if your hymn and your song and your dancing is an outpouring of your consecration, we receive that. But for some, you know, we love dancing and going to a disco when we're not Christians. We just swap environment. We still love dancing and going to a disco, just a different song by a different artist. Yeah, Inspire. We still love dancing, isn't it? We still love dancing. Yeah, we can. We say it's all right. Keep the moves. It's all right, but be consecrated to the Lord. Be consecrated to the Lord. That's what Christmas is all about. At the end of the day. Will you accept this gift of Christmas? Will you? Will you? Will you? Luke 9:23. Then Jesus said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must do something first. Can you bring that Luke 9:23? Let's look at this. Then he said to them all, if anyone would come after me, he has to do something. Did you hear? What should he do? Deny himself. And do what? You are very quiet now. Can we read that? Can we read that? 1, 2, go. Let's read that.
Then he said to them all,
yes.
If anyone would come after me,
uh-huh,
he must deny himself.
Once a week?
Only
on Sundays? Exactly. Exactly. Consecration is a daily affair. He replaced the practices, but the object and the purpose remains. He replaced the practices of slaughtering ram every day. But it doesn't mean that there's still no worship and consecration. Especially us charismatics. We don't want to be charismatics without character. Just dance, sing, talk. At the end, there's nothing. When we get to the altar, there's nothing on the altar. There's nothing on the altar. There is no denial anywhere. There's no daily practice. But he says, if anyone would come after me, if anyone would follow me, there is a requirement. And that requirement is consecration. I want you to be a disciple. I want you to be a disciple. Disciples are consecrated people to the Lord. Disciples are consecrated people to the Lord. We will not lose anything. No. On the contrary, we stand to gain. Oh, we trade with our consecration. Come on. Did you not see the man who had been with, who had an encounter with, I can't wait to go and see the new movie coming out on Boxing Day, on Exodus. You all have to go. I have to go and see that movie. All right? I can't wait to see the director's portrayal of the Red Sea. But where did that whole journey start? A man's encounter with Jehovah at the backside of the desert brought him to the palace to confront the agenda of his day. But we can't even confront the agenda of our house. We can't. He says, my friend, take off your sandals. Your support is not required here. Because where you stand is a holy ground. He said, but I'm in the mountain. It's full of rocks. And he said, listen, take off the sandals of your feet and approach me. So for where you are standing is a holy ground. So he removed his support system. That's what sandals portray, your support system. He removed his own protective capacity, and then he stood next to Jehovah, consecrated. And then he saw something that purified him. He said he saw a bush that was burning, but was not consumed. And he talks about the power of the Holy Spirit engaged a man, and then he turned a runner into an advancer, if there's a word like that. And then he went back to confront the issues of his day. Church, hear me. You cannot confront the issues of your life without consecration. Dancing doesn't solve problems, Rotimi. Dancing doesn't solve problems. Does it? Exactly. Does not solve problem. How we dance and dancing and dancing and dancing. And then you exert energy and then, you know. No. That, if you are dancing and your head is full of knowledge and information, it's good. That's a proper dance. But when you are dancing and there's nothing upstairs. Consecration is what the depth and the strength with which you confront the issues of your life so you can advance and move forward is a function of your consecration. So he had an encounter at the burning bush, and then he went back to the palace and said, I have come to rescue my cat. No. He said, Pharaoh, let my people go. He didn't come to rescue a family. He said, let my people go. The Bible says that they undermined him and they brought magicians. And then consecration started speaking. This thing is war between light and darkness. You are the agent. This thing is war between light and darkness. You are the agent of life, of light, the agent of Jehovah. The Bible says, he dropped his rod and he turned to serpent and they laughed at him. They dropped their own as well. He turned to serpent. Serpent, no. He said, really? He said, is that what you came all the way to talk about your Jehovah? You had an encounter with Jehovah and all you can do is turn your rod into a serpent? Then consecration started manifesting. I've never seen a snake eating snake before. What was that? We have omnivorous. Is that what you mean? We have carnivorous. We have herbivorous. Uh-huh. They will not have snake eating snake. Eh? Snakeivorous. Yeah. But when and then they're snakeivorous. Will it not be nice when you have managervorous? Here is managervorous. When you come in, you say certain things, and then you swallow up all the knowledge of the managers in your firm. That's managervorous. Will it not be nice to have a supervisorvorous? When you come in and say, we are all supervisors, supervisors past supervisors, and then you go, and then they see your work, and the work of your work as a supervisor swallows up all the work of the supervisors. That is supervisors for us, isn't it? That's what consecration does. Then there's project manager for us. We are the project manager. He said, yes, but all the projects committed into your hands, we come back with extra budgets. You come back with surplus funds. Why? Because of consecration. It is the responsibility of the church to deliver the word, but we can never do it through compromise. Then there is husband for us, the husband of the year. Every time you come home, your wife is dancing and saying, sweetheart, 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 sweetheart. Not you come home and say, lying. No. Husband. Then there's wifey photos. The one that they compare you as a woman, as a wife, with all other women. I said, this one surpassed them all. Isn't it? Just like we know there's Prophet Voros. He says, he says he's the least. He says even the what? It's about John the Baptist. He said, my friend, there's no one like John the Baptist. That was Jesus attesting. He said, there are prophets. He said, but this one, forget. Then there is Pastor Voros. He said, listen, why are you comparing yourself to me? He said, for all other pastors. He said, they do what? He said, they hear my voice. He said, but as for Moses, I speak to him face to face. Consecration is the tool for domination. And it's not limited to the Bible. A consecrated business person. There is CV followers. The CV that... Did you not hear Mike? What's Michael's testimony? You saw the Michael's testimony. Well, Michael, Usher here. You heard his testimony. He said him by himself, when he saw his CV, he said he wouldn't hire himself. Was that his testimony? Aha. Uh-huh. And the employer saw him and said, do you believe in quality? He was speaking grammar. He said, yes, I believe in quality. And quality. I said, really? And then they showed him his CV. He said, Pastor, when I saw my CV myself, he said, I was embarrassed. He said, the format was out of place. This was out of, everything was terrible. But it was a CV voros. Because that CV swallowed up every other CV that was presented at that day. So, what is your problem? What is your problem? Which example have you not seen? But the problem is, you don't want to pay the price. You cannot hold on to your life and hold on to Jesus. You can't do that. You can't keep doing that. You can't keep doing this. You can't keep doing that. If you are going to stay with Jesus, then stay with Jesus. And be consecrated. And say, I don't care what the outcome is. My heart is here. Whether in good time or in bad time. Let me close by asking David's question again. Is there anyone here who wants to consecrate himself to the Lord today? Rise to your feet and let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. We adore you. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you are to us. Thank you because this Christmas is for us. It's for our rising. This Christmas is for us. It's for our elevation. It's for our shining. It's for our dominion. It's for our release. It's for our increase. It's for our repositioning. It's for our realignment. Father, we thank you. Jehovah, we bless your holy name. Lord, we commit ourselves to you. We ask, oh God, that we rededicate ourselves to you. We ask, oh God, that you visit us. Take us deeper in you, in the name of Jesus. Jehovah, we ask, oh God, that you consecrate us. Draw us close to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Thank you for joining us for today's talk. Now just think. Through Pastor Eddie's Building Your Future coaching and mentoring agency, you can experience these lessons monthly, packed with quotations, thought-provoking illustrations and stories, all usable in your personal development program. Visit us at www.byf.org.uk to join Building Your Future, which sets the leadership standard for ministry and marketplace. Pastor Eddie treasures the opportunity to be your personal mentor each month, all year long. Thank you again for joining us for this talk. We look forward to you joining Building Your Future as part of your personal growth program in becoming the best you can possibly be.